Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 14th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny and a quarter, closing at 351 and three quarters. November beans down 2¾ cents at 830 and a half, and December wheat up 14½ cents, closing at 511 and a half. We got down to 96 last night and then rallied 18 cents. So pretty strong day in the wheat. We've seen a couple of times here since January of the wheat closing under $5 one day, closing back over it the next day, and that's starting a rally. Three out of the last four rallies that we've seen off of this have been pretty significant, so that may be a positive in the wheat market. That certainly helped firm up the corn. We didn't make a new contract low. It was an inside day on the charts in the corn. The beans, we didn't make a new contract low, but we did make a new low close. Meal was down 620. I think the funds are pretty much out of their long meal now. But, you know, I'm hoping to see this thing rally. Yom Kippur starts on Tuesday night, so we could see a little bit more selling between now and then. But I think after that, this market might see a little bit of a rally. We've got the funds short 100,000 oil, which I think is too much. The oil did make a new low close. So, you know, I think, again, maybe we can rally this after Monday or Tuesday of next week. Remember that we have the averaging period on the insurance in October. So with these low prices, you might want to think about buying a call option toward the end of the month to protect the averaging price out here. So that's really about it. We had the rumor out today that the president was going ahead with the tariffs. He said he wants to go ahead. He didn't say he was going to do it. That sent the stock market down 100 points or so. We rallied it back to close steady, or up about 8 points on the day. It broke the beans about 6-7 cents off their highs. Broke the corn a little bit off their highs. But the wheat rallied, so, you know, I don't know what's going on out here, but we have all these conflicting stories one way or the other. But we all know we've got big crops out here. But we might be getting to the end of the real heart of this bearishness. I think we've thrown about as much bad news as we can in here for the next 3 to 4 weeks. So maybe we can see some kind of a rally out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.